What do we expect from a graduate? What is graduateness? Hi, I'm Bodina, and this is Tau Group 6's project. In this podcast, we discuss what attributes a graduate from a South African university should have. Let me introduce you to the team.
From Sifakomakato Health Sciences University, the former Medunsa. I'm a pharmacist by training, and my role at the university is that I'm an acting HOD for Division of Pharmacy Practice. So I lecture both undergraduates and postgraduates, and my main role is on work-based learning modules.
Hi everybody, my name is Ashraf Kaji and I'm Professor of Psychology at Stellenbosch University. I'm also the co-director of the Alan Fleischer Center for Public Mental Health, which is run jointly by Stellenbosch University and the University of Cape Town. I teach courses in research methods and cognitive behavior therapy, and I also teach a small piece of the undergraduate program in behaviorism.
Hello, I'm Samoa Adam. I'm an obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of Pretoria. I teach undergraduate and postgraduate students, but I'm also the Academic Quality Assurance Committee Chair, and currently I'm chairing the committee which is looking at NDCHV curriculum review, which we hope to implement in 2025.
I'm Bodina McConaughey, and I'm an ethnomusicologist from Rhodes University, where I spend most of my time at the International Library of African Music, which is known as ILAM, which is the ethnomusicological hub of Southern Africa, or that's what I wanted to be, and that's kind of my role in music education at the moment. Our project relates to one word that we came up together, and that word is graduateness.
Well, I think it's an issue that I've been thinking about over the past few years, essentially to wonder about what we want our students to look like when they obtain their degrees, how we envisage them to be able to think, what they should know, how they should engage with society, and how they should think of themselves as citizens, not only in South Africa, but as citizens of the world. And in order to facilitate that process, my thinking is that critical thinking skills play an important role. And so critical thinking and what that actually means, how to give form and shape to that, for me is something that's quite important.
For me, when this term was brought about, it was more about how it translates in my everyday practice of pharmacy, because many of times there's always this thinking that between medical doctors and pharmacists there is some squabbles there, or pharmacists really cannot find their place in that interprofessional setting. So for me, it was, as a lecturer, am I able to impart them with at least a skill for them to envisage themselves within that group and be able to work within that group? So in addition to what Ashraf is saying, it's also them seeing themselves in that professional, interprofessional space.
It's pretty much what all of you have already said. If you look at the medical education space, CADMEDS and all of these ideas of what an MBCHV graduate looks like, or what a future doctor or graduating doctor looks like, has been around now for about 20 years. There's many reincarnations, with the HPCSA having its own. But although we acknowledge that a graduate doctor should be multifaceted, should be much more holistic, we still focus very much on the sort of clinical skills in that respect, without forgetting all of the other aspect, well, with forgetting all the other aspects. So I think that's where this ties in and brings that framework together. So whilst the CADMEDS framework may be very much for a medical professional or a doctor specifically, it can be extrapolated to any profession, actually.
Mm, absolutely, and that's kind of where we share, isn't it? Find one word that you think relates to your understanding of graduateness.
I think for me, if we had to look at one all-encompassing word, it would be leadership, because I think we should think of leadership much more holistically, not just someone who leads, but taking into consideration all the different aspects. So for me, training a doctor who goes on to be a leader and takes ownership and sees themselves as being responsible to the patients, to themselves, to society, and a global citizen, that is all-encompassing. So if I had to go with a single word, I'd go with leadership.
Awesome.
The word that comes to mind for me is skepticism, and I think people, citizens, everybody in society really needs to have a way of thinking about the information that they have access to and how to evaluate information and how to think about it. Because if they believe everything that they hear and see, especially in the context of fake news and the internet and conspiracy theories, then it's a slippery slope to believing all kinds of nonsense. At the same time, if people are disbelieving of everything that they see and hear, then valuable information and knowledge is then omitted and excluded. And so the intellectual tools that we require to inculcate a sense of skepticism, being able to evaluate data, knowledge, information in ways that allow in data, information that makes sense and that are credible, I think that's an important thing, while being able to apply criteria to reject information and knowledge and data that are not credible. It's not an easy thing, and so one needs to be able to, as students and as citizens and as scholars, we need to be able to apply certain criteria, and what those criteria that we need to apply form part of the intellectual apparatus for engaged citizens to be skeptical.
My word is tenacity, because when students graduate, they come out with all this rigid information that we would have given them, but for them to be able to function in an ever-changing world, they need to be able to be fluid enough to allow themselves to change with the times.
So I'm going to go with agency, and I think that relates to both having it and having too much of it, and it relates to the power dynamic that one has as an active citizen. So if you go through the university and you come out and you think, wow, I've got all of this knowledge, and certainly in my field, because I'm an ethnographer, so I go out and we interview people, there's always this power dynamic where the knowers have less agency than the people who are doing the research. So for me, I think it's so important that people, once they've finished studying, understand that they are still citizens of the world, not any more valuable than any other person. So maybe value and agency would be two of my words that I put together. What is a graduate?
Well, at the very basic level, someone who has a university degree.
Yeah.
What that means, though, depends on what we do with those students between the time they enroll for the first time and the time they actually graduate. I would also like to say that theory plays quite an important role, and we mustn't lose sight of the theoretical aspects of what graduateness entails. So theory means, for me at least, having a set of ideas that can inform the way in which one thinks. And if you think in a particular way, so my job is to get the students to think straight about psychology. How do they think correctly? And what does that mean? There are criteria for, in my head at least, what thinking straight means, and they are, if they don't meet those criteria, then, you know, we need to discuss other ways of thinking. So there may not be immediate benefits to society that would accrue, but part of being a graduate is being able to have a particular gaze on the world, a gaze on the world that non-graduates might not have. And how that is relevant, or how that makes a difference in society, can vary in so many different ways. Maybe it doesn't have any direct bearing, but for me at least, I would think theory and ideas play an important role.
Pose a different question, but if you have to think about your students, whatever, undergrad, postgrad, if you think, what do they look like at the end? You know, what is your ideal? If you could create your ideal graduate, what does that person look like? What competencies do they have? and then work backwards to how do you need to build that up to get those competencies. For me, those competencies are graduateness, and what we need to build or into our curricula is the tools to get them to do that. So create those opportunities. So I think it's, again, backward design. Start with what do you envisage your graduate to be? And then what are the qualities needed to achieve that? And then work backward to say, what do we need to offer as curriculum designers, planners, teachers, whatever it is, to get them to that point?
Our students in South Africa, let's talk our own context, have such a different experience. Do we want them to have the same attributes when they finish? Are we looking to every university, every course develops different types of graduates?
No, being in South Africa, a very diverse country, we have to be able to allow that room for them to actually contextualize what they've learned. For example, a pharmacist graduating from Sefako Makgato would have to go back to Ladysmith or any other area, and they need to be conversant with the issues going on in their own communities. So they cannot be a homogeneous graduate, as we put it.
I want to continue with that sentiment, and I think graduates need to be locally relevant but globally competitive. So I think, especially at undergraduate level, we need to give them all the tools. And remember, at undergraduate level, we're giving them sort of a glimpse into it. So I think at undergraduate level, you're going rather width rather than depth. So you give them exposure to a lot of things, maybe that not that much depth. And once they realize what attracts them, not everyone... If you look at the whole spectrum of all these competencies, not everyone is going to excel or be attracted to each one. But I would hope that they have enough exposure that they will then find their space within one or some of those and actually go deeper and actually excel at those. Whereas if we think we just limited them and say at UP with me, they have only a few, or at SMU a few, and if they don't find that fit, then they do nothing. So for me, they should have a wider range, and then they can then pick or see where they find their home as such and go deeper, which comes after that, sort of postgraduate.
The actual graduate.
Yeah. Because graduation or being a graduate is not the end of the journey, it's the beginning.
Yeah.
It's, they've now got this toolbox, and it's what they do and what they make out of it.
What does your project highlight in terms of our theme of graduateness?
So I think for me, one of the advantages is we're building a new module and a new curriculum, so it's ground up, so we have a lot of autonomy. So we are looking at leadership skills, looking at, in broad terms, without going into too much detail, knowing oneself, managing oneself, managing others, managing conflict, things like financial and resource management, but also looking at things like One Health, involvement in community, engaging with different types of communities, urban versus rural, or even within urban areas with different levels of healthcare, but also looking at so-called marginalized or sort of forgotten or those sort of communities. Looking at all of those in broad terms, the advantages having a six-year curriculum gives that opportunity with something like One Health, which we are developing and piloting in the next couple of months. It gives an opportunity for working with communities, working with, interdisciplinary with the vet science students, so diverse groups, but also working with colleagues on spaces that are very much ignored.
But I think one of the things that we are confronted with in our discipline is various kinds of ways of making sense of psychology that include pop psychology, popular psychology, because everybody has an opinion about everything. It's such a common thing to think about human behavior, the way the mind works, people's problems, etc. And so the question is, how do you apply scientific rigor to the study of psychology and ensure that there's a disciplinary focus and that pop psychology and pseudoscience don't creep into the discipline? And so in order to do that, one does need the intellectual skills to ensure that the methodology of science, scientific rigor, a focus on evidence, for example, and the nature of evidence, the hierarchy of evidence, all of those criteria are applied to the discipline. And in order to do that, students need then to understand methodology. They need to understand how to design a study in order to know something. They need to understand how to analyze data. So those intellectual skills play an important role, and that is what I'm trying to do when I am in the process of recurriculating this module in research methods.
Okay, lovely. On to Bethel.
Okay, so what my project highlights is that as much as we try to give the theoretical framework for all our modules, what students do when they go out is really a shocker to their system, because when they go out and work in community pharmacies and hospitals, and they have to remember what we've told them, and that's a different thing altogether. So we have to find a way for them to value their opinion, and they can only do that if they are able to back it up with correct theoretical knowledge and how they apply themselves. And application of self then comes in various ways, depending on the person's background, their traditional inclination. Maybe if they're Zulus or Tongas or Khoisas, then they would speak differently because of the culture differences. So it's not something that we can necessarily teach, but we can do as much as possible to train them for the outside world.
So what is graduateness? The simple definition is, of course, generic qualities that might be expected of any graduate. But our conversation shows it's so much more. We think graduateness should produce a graduate who gives back, someone who invests their knowledge in engaging in a better future, and someone who uses their knowledge to question the status quo. As we end our podcast, we hope to open conversations around the country. Our challenge to you is to consider our keywords relating to graduateness, namely leadership, skepticism, tenacity, agency, and value, and discuss these terms with colleagues and students. We hope that these discussions can guide us all to develop graduates who value community and engage citizenry. Thanks for joining us and tuning into our Tau Fellowship discussion. Thanks also to Rhodes University Churchill for funding the development of this podcast, and to Kuhle Ngezane for final production.